The Graveyard Shift. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Connor Brecken. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Weird Work. Most kids I know have parents with normal jobs. You know the kind. Teachers, truck drivers, doctors, nurses. But not me. My parents have really weird jobs. When I tell people what my parents do, they always look a bit surprised, or they laugh. For a start, there's my dad. He works at the cemetery. Sometimes it's a bit odd trying to explain that. People either stare at you, like you're making it up. I mean, who would make that up? Or they make some terrible joke like,
"Oh, your poor dad. He must hate being stuck in a dead-end job."
Still, even if it is weird work, Dad loves it. "I really dig what I do," he says. He used to have a job where he was stuck behind a desk all day, buried in paperwork. Now, he's out in the open air, getting lots of exercise.
"Although it can be hard work with just a skeleton staff," he says.
Mum just shakes her head.
"Oh, nonsense,"
she says.
"You have more people under you than most of us will ever have."
Chapter 2. Moving In. I have to admit, when Dad first got the job, I was pretty nervous. The job came with a house, which meant we had to move right next door to the graveyard. The first few weeks were a little bit spooky. I didn't sleep very well, and I was sure that sooner or later, something really weird was going to happen. We'd only been at the house a few nights, when, just after dark, I heard terrible howling noises. It turned out to be Dad. He got his finger stuck in the cemetery gate when he was trying to work out how the new locks worked. Another night, I heard something strange out the back. I peered out the window and saw a ghost in the backyard. I was about to scream out when I realized that it was just Mum, struggling to bring in the washing in the wind. Chapter 3. Moaning. I admit, I did complain a lot in those first few weeks. I haunted my parents. "Can't we move? Can't we move?" I'd ask nearly every day. My sister said I did more moaning than any ghost could ever do. Mum just shook her head.
"Oh, there are so many great things about living here,"
she said.
"It's peaceful and quiet in this dead-end street, and the community spirit around here is out of this world."
A few months later, it was Dad's turn to complain. "I dig deep for this job, but I'm going nowhere fast," he said. "I'm not sure that there's any future in the cemetery." For some reason, I felt really bad when I heard this. I walked out of the house and into the back garden. As I looked out across the graveyard, I realized that Mum was right. This place was as close to heaven as you could get on earth. I didn't want to leave. "We're not going to move, are we?" I asked Mum and Dad later. They both gave me strange looks.
"We didn't think you liked it here," said Mum.
"I did some soul searching," I said. "Now, I can't imagine living anywhere else." Chapter 4. Something to Joke About. These days, I never hear Dad moaning about his work. Mum says it was just a stage he was going through. Anyway, she says that if anyone's job is hard, it's hers, She likes what she does, but sometimes the people can be difficult.
Oh, some of them are just like zombies,
she says.
No matter what you do or say, there's nothing you can do to raise their spirits.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about Mum's job. It's just as weird as Dad's, but in a different way. She does a stand-up comedy act, and she tells lots of jokes about cemeteries.